prophet of the Lord.
我是主最强大最强大的先知。
Well, blessed people of the Lord, Jehovah.
的人们。
Jehovah Elohim, he has spoken with me this past night.
跟我说话的过去的一晚。
The grand mega mega moment for glorious.
盛大超级荣耀。
This that is coming up in the next probably 2 weeks from now.
在
接
下来的两周要举办的主雅威父神自己跟我说到了那个聚会。
我
他将我带到那个聚会，我看到很多的医治发生。我已经看到了瘸腿的站起来，当主将这两位先知。
God the Father Himself into the meeting.
是父神自己亲自与他们走进那个会议。我看到瘸腿的站起来，走路从不同的方向站起来走路。有一个特别的孩子，我已经看到了。他的膝盖。受伤了，我看到他膝盖在流血。然后就立刻的，瘸腿的站起来走路，很多瘸腿的站起来走路，很多瞎眼的看见，耳聋的听见，很多耳聋的会打开。主，你知道怎样？有很多的瘸腿的这个国家，如此多的瞎眼的，我们去了全世界，没有看过这么多。瞎眼的在这个国家像这个国家一样，这么多的耳聋的，从来没有看到过有这么多耳聋的国家。我从来没有看过一个国家有这么多瘸腿的，我们试图清理掉上千个瘸腿的，然后仍然有上很多的瘸腿的。所以这个仆人的使命，你看到昨天发生是将他们带到荣耀中，并且将他们看到了永恒的状态。新耶路撒冷非常的强大，这次是在耶路撒冷城里面显现了天上的耶路撒冷，这是在城市里面，所以你可以看到
Home of the righteous, meaning the Lord exalting righteous. Right there, you can hear God the Father Himself by His voice exalting righteous, saying that only the righteous will enter there. Be very careful. That is the voice of God the Father Himself. And just after Menengai, January 7, 2023, then God the Father again lifts us up into glory and says by voice, "Let me show you."What is about to happen here? Then he says, look, what is about to happen here when the exact moment he held? Then he saw the tremendous beast. He is wounded. I can see the fresh wound and the blood on it. The wound on the head, and he comes very close to the neck actually. That is the edge of the neck, that wound. And then the wound heals. And then he begins to devour the saints, touching them from the back. He has come to simply destroy the holy people of God, the saints. And the Lord raised him in high caution that be careful, don't enter the tribulation. And so, the Lord, the God of heaven, then now, yesterday after, speaking to us about glory, this time taking us inside the new city, inside. We saw the city from inside now.And you see, as this gold, gold has been poured on the page, on the surface rather, of those wonderful habitations. Then by voice he says, the eternal home of the righteous. Be very careful. That is the voice of the Father raising righteousness. That is the message that came from there. That without righteousness, nobody will enter there. Meaning, without holiness.That is what he raised yesterday. So he's coming to heal and let that command yesterday at that conversation. He raised the total cripple for 5 years. Totally crippled. They have given up hope. Total cripple for 5 years. No hospital, no system, no government, no doctor, surgeon, who could help the cripple.
帮助这个瘸腿的这个孩子，
确认了。Very very mighty time in the life of the church. Now he has spoken with us this day, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away.
Now, this
night,
this past,
about the moment revival. We see a lot of
people
that will get up and walk away.
Now, this night, this past,
about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment revival. We see a lot of people that will get up and walk away. Now, this night, this past, about the moment It will be a very shocking moment. The Lord himself, God the Father himself, is going to walk with us into the meeting. Very powerful time. And many, many cripples will get up, will be quite chaotic. Many blind, many deaf, many mute, many lame, paralytic, spinal cord injuries. A lot of healing diabetes, HIV AIDS will be diseased from the blood, bleeding diseases, fibros dissolve, and the Lord will set up new health for his people. Leukemias will dry up. It's a very big time, a very, very mighty time of visitation. Blessed people, the Lord Yahweh decided to visit his people. So it's a very tremendous hour. And remember, still another visitation when the cloud of God comes. We don't know where exactly that will take place. He has not mentioned to us. In India, I'm very sure that the moment I arrive, heaven will open, rain will fall. But the visitation of the cloud where the Lord speaks my voice, this prophecy has been running on for some time, I think since probably 2014. We don't know where that visitation will take place. Where the Lord now comes in the cloud and speaks my voice, and people here. But checking that visitation again and again, recently when he spoke after Menengai 5, he showed me that same visitation. I don't know whether that is the visitation where he takes the church. So you need to be very careful. Use these cripples and blind and deaf and mute that are here to prepare for the kingdom of God. He looks more recently after Menengai 5 when the Lord came again to speak about that same visitation where the cloud comes and by voice he speaks and people get to hear his voice. They all go down on their bellies. It looks to me that that visitation may be the visitation when he takes the church. So be very careful. Nobody knows the day or the hour. Every single moment you've had as a country, as a church, as a generation, as a nation to prepare for a kind of kingdom of God. You have seen that in the tribulation you cannot survive. It's not possible. The Lord has made it very clear by dramatizing that when the peace comes, and placing the same writings, inscriptions on Revelation chapter 13. That is like a leopard, and then is like a bear. He has the terrible claws of a bear, the terrible fever, the terrible wickedness of a leopard, and the terrible claws and fever and wickedness of a bear, and the terrible bloodiness and ferociousness of a lion. The Lord has spoken so clearly, please don't take chapter. You may not make it. And so this is the time we are living in, blessed people. But if you want to be very masked, just prepare. Always prepare for the ultimate visitation. Always prepare for the when you enter glory. Always prepare for any day. Live every day as though this could be the day when the Christ returns for the church. I've seen a very big visitation in moment. I see this painting, I think the new one Christ. I don't know what Christ they need. A girl, it's a girl. The knee is crushed and bleeding and with the soap. The Lord heals the child. Heals the child. And many cripples get up. It's very chaotic. The announcement is all over. But I see this particular girl, the knee, I think it's the right knee, the right knee. I don't know whether it's both, but the right knee I see was bleeding. I don't know whether the kneecap had come out or whatever. It was fresh. It's a wound. I don't know what happened, but the Lord healed that baby, that girl, that child. And so it's going to be such a moment. And remember, many nations are longing for just one visitation. The way you're having it. Okay, you're having two mega visitations in less than 3 months. This is very shocking to me also. How the Lord has placed his beloved on this generation, and especially on this country, on this nation. So use that. Don't abuse the servants of God. When you look at the prophets of Yahweh of this nature, the ones that are walking with God, such that his shadow is healing people, even a child will tell you, you cannot touch, don't try. When you see the prophets of Yahweh of this caliber, and the way they are judging Japan with earthquakes, Haiti, Chile, where Mexico, the other side is unbelievable. They can open the land as well as the whole nation. So it goes without saying that you honor them. God is seeking honor. You can tell that the Lord is demanding honor. Just
主在说要尊荣他们。
The forerunners of the king.
他们要求尊荣他们。
And they're doing great, great, great to the country.
他们是谁？他们是君王的先锋。
You just honor them.Because many countries, even Israel, is tuning in every time they're writing to us here. They're longing for this invitation. And so, this is your moment, Kenya. Hold it well. All the nations are looking at you saying, look, look, Kenya right now is being visited. I hope they handle it well. Every nation is praying for you, praying for you that you get wisdom, that you handle it well. Because two mega visitations in less than 3 months is absolutely historic.
Seven nations like
Israel, Germany, Spain, Sweden, where? Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, Tonga, everybody in South Korea, they're trying to get one visitation. So please, they're looking at you and saying, I hope our wisdom doesn't fail us. I hope they handle it well. I hope they know that those same prophets have struck us so badly we did not pick our pieces. They buried the nation. They bury nations. They open the earth and bury nations with earthquakes.So this is the time for you, Kenya. May the Lord help you in this time to handle this right, that you may get a share in the glory of the eternity of God. The Lord has shown all his dispositions of love. People are coming to you. It would be you taking flight tickets to go to visit where the servants of God are and doing meetings. How many of you can afford tickets to go there? So this is the time for you, Kenya. I hear people from abroad are also coming.They are welcome. This is their meeting as well. They too can come and partake of the visitation. The Lord has served the table of the Lord. He's going to lay the table there in moment. Every nation is welcome to partaking of the table of the Lord. And Kenya, you know, many, many families have been crippled. And many are still writing to me who are with crippled. Some are bedridden for 26 years, you can imagine. 30 years.
他们会在这有些甚至是
30 years
有些都瘫痪了3年的要来，所以他们非常的需要主在这些地上的造访。
Because for now it seems the favor of God is over you, because you have hosted His servant. But remember, the Lord is watching with great care. You can imagine the way they are walking with Yahweh, the Lord of hosts himself. You can imagine how He's watching with great kindness and very carefully on how they're being handled.Being received and being hosted in this land. Because the benefit is yours. Spain is crying, Finland is crying, Germany is crying, UK is crying, Namibia is crying, I mean, Botswana wants it, South Africa is waiting, Lusaka is waiting, Ethiopia is waiting, Ivory Coast is waiting, you know, Senegal is waiting.Just for one visitation. Even just the conferences we have here, the mega, mega mighty conferences where the Lord speaks in a very tremendous way.So this is the portal of the Lord speaking with you, the voice of the Lord, blessed people. There is going to be a big visitation in
moment,
and the Lord is going to use many people, many, many people to get up. The moment the Lord brings us and walks with us into that ground zero, the ground of the healing service. May the Lord bless you. Again, I've seen many people get up, many deaths.
This is the right knee
that was bleeding, and that, I don't know what crushed the knee.But the Lord heals and she gets up and walks away. Very tremendous moment in the life of the church. Remember, the Messiah is coming. All this is for the coming of the Messiah. And again, I've just given an update on the visitation. In India, it will be rain. The moment I enter, the heaven must open and they can come.
The
heaven is raining on us. It drizzles on us. And just the mere presence of His servant in India.Remember, the Lord is crying for India very much. We have a very big cry for India because it's now the most populous country in the world.
Kenya
is quite amazing. In India, we need to spend 3 weeks there, 4 weeks going from city to city. We
have
the senior most clergy, including the member of parliament that came here, sat with them here, and they expressed their cry for their nation, including very senior pastor.But remember, the Lord is watching honor to His servants.
记住，主在寻求尊荣，尊荣他的仆人。另一个造访神人的造访，主再次向我们显示那个神人的造访，他有声音
在说
话。不知道那到底是在哪里发生，您要非常的小心。那似乎是教会要来，神要来驱动教会的
日子，
所以要总是要为弥赛亚的来临预备。所以
arrives, you are ready.
你们不要确保那个时候来的时候你准备好了。主说的非常的清楚，他说永恒的家，意思是主在高举公义，每个人都要公义，意思是圣洁的，圣洁的神的选民。
We have begun the fast,
所以弥赛亚来了，
We are coming to Bomet in a very mega way. The Lord is commissioning us with tremendous power. Just make sure that the senior archbishop and the bishop council, the council, the national council, and the college of bishops, which is the governing body of the ministry of the church, they organize a very good meeting. You prepare many microphones so that you can announce cripples from many places. Look at my name, I was totally overwhelmed. I could not manage.To overwhelm because we see all the cripples, all the blind, and some of the blind eyes were opening in the parking lot as they were climbing the bus and so forth. You heard when a senior wrestler was now at the parking lot with his teams live on air. We heard on radio, another blind eye opened, they're celebrating in the bus here, whatever. Cripples walked in the bus here.Their fears have opened in the bus on the parking lot. So it's overwhelming. Prepare microphones.Prepare peer systems. Okay, so you say this is your hour. But after this, it looks like we have 3 hours. I mean 3 years. To also bring this blessedness to other nations. You cannot be evil during this time in Kenya. You just have to be holy. You have to be righteous. Because God has shown his disposition of love towards you. So the least you can do is make sure that you respond to his gesture of love. After that, we have 3 years.Across the world, in many countries out there. And so I don't see any meeting in Kenya unless the Lord comes to Kenya. Because in India, for example, 3 weeks in India, three cities, that may amount to 1 month. Coming back probably in January. And then going to another, it's wall to wall because the Messiah is coming.But yesterday he spoke tremendous tidings, the eternal home of the righteous. And this time from inside the new Jerusalem, the eternal state. Now he showed us. Now from inside this time around. It was very powerful. And like I said, the same thing I described, as if the walls are dusted, the walls of the building are dusted with tremendous dust of gold. Shining beautifully, awesome, there's no description. This time I'm able to see even the upstairs, right?
非常的美丽，很多的描述，那个城市都覆盖着金色的粉。
You can tell from the war I decreed in Ukraine. I'm destroying other nations like Ukraine, Kenya.
从乌克兰的战争中。
Oh Kenya, you really have to love the true prophets of God and honor them very much, that they may bring you to their God, which is an awesome God, Yahweh, the God of Israel. And Israel is watching from a distance.
他们将如此惊人的以色列的神亚维再带来。
To be able to get there.
以色列都在。
It's a very powerful time. Yesterday, when I just came live on air to announce that the Lord raptured me into heaven, He raptured me to the eternal state, into glory. When I was reading from Revelation chapter 3, chapter 7, 13, when I read verse 12, He raptured me. Just upon that pronouncement and that message, a cripple got up 5 years totally crippled. This is such an amazing time.A very fearful time also and dreadful because any time the Lord can take the chance. Remember the imminency of the coming of the Messiah in the rapture requires that you don't wait for any meeting or any event, even for it. Imminency means any time, you don't have to wait for any time.So you don't have to wait for anything. Once the Lord has decreed that He's coming,
所以不要浪费任何。无论是在伯特前还是伯美丹后，不要浪费任何的时间。
You heard when I broke out very clearly that the imminency of Christ's return means He can arrive at any time. You just need to be ready at any moment. 基
督归来的急迫性，所以你要随时做好准备。每一个国家都想要，都想在今天就可以。他每天都可以来，再要来蒙福人们。
To come to Bomet, to be so big down there,
已经
and we are so
blessed to
receive them very well, hope them very well.
We are coming to Bomet.
Let's make sure you organize a very powerful meeting, security very well, secure meeting.
You know, there have been recent alerts
that are communicated
with
the security agencies that the Lord was speaking, that those are taken care of.You know, but organize very well, have microphones, PA systems that work. Spread the bishops everywhere to announce the people and the miracles everywhere. I think it's one day healing service. So it's going to be one day, and the next day is going to be such a powerful day of celebration. Remember when the Lord already spoke with me about the prophecy of Kenya, I saw the dead bodies already on the road. I saw Kenyans running, gunfire, military vehicles in the streets. I've been announcing that for a long time.From all, since 2019, the Lord speaking about bloodshed, and decreed peace. And then there was a peaceful transfer of power. Now you saw. So there is going to be a celebration of that in Bomet on Sunday. And then on Monday is a very powerful conference, as you can tell. As you can tell, the way the Lord has been speaking about the beast and the eternal home of the righteous.Now you can tell that the meeting is going to rapture. Those of you who are at the headquarters, you tasted a little bit on the message, the recent seven-day conference. You can tell it will be a very powerful, intensive conference. Nobody can miss. The 14th International Conference of Pastors and the Ministers of the Gospel taking place in Bomet. Amazing. We are now retracing our path, looking at how the revival began in Bomet, when to Kericho, when to Kapkate.Then came to Bomet, and then Kisumu, the first meeting, then Bomet, then Kericho, Kapkatet, and then all over the country, and now globally. The Messiah is coming. It will be wonderful to get back to Bomet. So we cannot fit in any stadium anymore. So we cannot be the green stadium. We cannot fit in any stadium on this earth because most stadiums are 60,000 to 100. But here you have millions of people coming in one place. The Messiah is coming. Blessed people.I bless all those who are in the ground working in Bomet. I bless the senior clergy, that are now working in Bomet. The senior high reverend, and many others from all over the country. And I know the senior bishop and the team that were in a few of the recent things in America. They're now making their way to Bomet also. May the Lord bless you in the international movement.
还有高级主教，高级大主教李舒若，他们都在前往博美特，愿主来祝福你们，特德拉巴，哈利路亚。